This is All About Home Construction. And here's your hosts, Terry Cannell Beck and Randy Blake.
That's right. Good morning, Randy. Happy Saturday, buddy.
Happy Saturday to you.
A little chilly out there.
Well, you know, it is the wintertime.
That's what they say.
Let's get rid of some of these bugs.
That's quite all right. Let's see what happens. You know, it's a double-edged sword. It's 19 degrees with the wind blowing. It makes it feel like 2 or 3 degrees outside. But
yep.
Hey,
I know why it's cold.
That's why we live in the mountains, right?
Yep.
It's a little bit of... I hesitated to say there was snow blowing around when I came in this morning because it really wasn't like... It wasn't even full-fledged flurries. It was just like stuff blowing around.
Well, it looked like your house had fog.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little foggy when I first got, like, you know, the kind of the higher on top of the hill. And then when I came into town, it was okay. But it was. It was like a real fine snowflake thing falling. Not even a full-fledged flurry. It was kind of crazy.
So. Well, you know, we are now got water in the ground.
Right.
Especially for us farmers.
Yeah, it's a big deal. It's, you know, it's good. And then maybe this will help push it down some.
Well, you know, the United States was thinking they're predicting a grain shortage worldwide. Right. And they were also predicting that with the drought in the Midwest, you know, in yep. 11 states that produce grain, wasn't going to have enough water or right. moisture. And they don't necessarily count on the summer rains. Mm-hmm. But they count on the winter rains.
The winter rains, right.
To sink in the ground and help grow and stuff like yeah. that. But golly, just think. Montana's been under yeah. snow, North Dakota. Minnesota.
Yep. Yeah. Even down in, Texas. Look what's going on in Texas right now.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about this polar vortex yeah. in January.
We did.
And it just took yeah. a while, and we dodged the bullet.
We really did. When you look at it, like we did. We kind of got lucky right there. I mean, we're dealing with 19-degree temperatures today, but we're not dealing with all the nasty stuff that the Midwest is.
Well, doing. You know what? They were talking about that weather in January going all the way down past Orlando yep. that cold. So yep. the iguanas would definitely fall out of the trees. So.
That's it. But, yeah, I'm with you. You know, maybe it'll help push the water in and kill out some bugs. And, you know, I think the problem is with the bugs, though, is – you know, the trees and stuff is it's got to stay cold for a little bit of time. It can't just drop cold and yeah. jump back up. But anyway, every little bit, I guess, has to help a little bit. And so we, you know, before we get into our guest here, you know, every week we kind of talk about the OSB and lumber, not just OSB, but lumber prices and stuff. And it seems like they're bouncing around still.
Well, going up. And yesterday was pretty wild because I was checking the prices on OSB, you know, mm-hmm. thinking about the radio station. And, you know, last week it was still at $28 a sheet.
Right.
Well, yesterday I looked at it and it was over $35 a sheet.
Wow.
Now this morning it's back down to $31. And where I'm getting my prices, Lowe's and Home Depot. But
right.
It's totally amazing how prices are going. And I hope that we can curb it. You know, I did not know, like I said before, that we had tariffs on Canadian right. lumber. And I don't know what brought that on. I understand the aluminum, but...
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and also, I mean, I know we talk about the lumber prices and things changing up, but, you know, another big deal that we've talked about a lot lately was sort of the, you know, the pandemic stuff. And... I don't know if you noticed, but Biden signed in an executive order this last week that basically was new regulations for OSHA or some temporary type, emergency type regulations for OSHA. I don't have the ins and outs as far as like what it's going to do, but I mean, it's supposed to align some things nationally and statewide, like federal and state, among other things. But that, you know, that's something that's going to be coming down the pipes that, you know, I mean, it's OSHA and its regulations. It's going to deal with contractors.
Every time we get a regulation, everything goes up. Then yep. you want to know why we go up on our price.
Right. Well, that's what I was
pointing. Now, this is not going to be a material price increase. This is going to be a labor
Probably,
increase.
Yep.
My liability insurance went up this year. Workman's comp went up.
Yep.
And, you know, that translates going back to the homeowner.
Sure. Exactly. Well, and that's why I was pointing it out. You know, I'm not even going to attempt to begin. I haven't read through the whole thing. I don't know, but I do know that it's, but like I said, the general thing is it's just going to be more regulations, and it's going to align some federal and state stuff. But again, that's as it starts to roll out and more information comes down the pipe, that's something you're, as a contractor, it's something you're going to have to pay attention to.
That's it. And you know what? The best plan of action to follow is be safe.
Yep.
With everybody you got there.
Sure.
And you know, the thing it pushes, it's fall protection.
Right.
You know, 60% of all accidents on the job is because somebody falls.
Exactly, yeah.
And it don't take much.
Well, and you know, that number, like you say 60%, but when I sit and think about, you know, the people who I know that's been injured, you know, in the last 30 years, right, it all comes down to the same falls. So, I think mm-hmm. that, I mean, I say that to say in my experience that mimics the 60%.
And then you have insurance companies.
Yep.
Now they step up, and to give you a good idea, the spiral stairways that came out in the
right.
70s, you know, we've talked about that before, that an elder person can fall 27, 35 inches yeah. at one time in those old stairways. See? And so as a contractor, we have to be careful about how we build stuff and follow the codes. Yep. That's the whole idea of codes. And so just, it ain't something we pull out of our head.
Right.
We've got a book. It's about 2 inches thick that we have to read, and well, it covers everything we need to do to keep you safe.
And we don't want to build a house to code. We want to build a house above code.
Correct.
But anyway, that's a whole other subject for a whole other day.
Yep.
And we have a guest on this morning, so we will not get into that whole other subject for a whole other day, because we want to talk a little bit about some design, and we have Lauren on. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So a Designer's Touch by Lauren, and obviously you're Lauren. So
yes.
There you go. Imagine that.
Yeah. It was an easy name
right?
to remember once you know the name of the company, right? Yeah.
So we appreciate you coming in and just talking a little bit, because this is a topic, Randy, that we've sort of touched on in the past, but it's kind of, obviously, I'm not the designer in the house, right? I mean, like I have ideas in my head, and I have, you know, like I see some cool stuff in a magazine type thing, but it's hard to, for me anyway, to translate that into what we can do or what you need to do in a house. And so it's cool to finally have someone on, Lauren, and just sort of walk us through that. So I appreciate you stepping in.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So, we all have our gifts and talents, right?
Right?
You know, and I can't do what you do, Randy, and I can't do what you did with all your wonderful, you know, weren't you a refinisher?
Yep.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that you did that, and God bless you, because, you know, that's a craft, and, you know, we all have those gifts and talents that our parents told us about, and I'm very fortunate that I'm able to do what I was born to do.
Nice. Well, Lauren, so you're here in the high country. You're out of West Jefferson,
mm-hmm.
But you do a lot of work in Ash, Avery, Watauga.
Yes. So I launched my design firm after I'd been an interior designer and fine furniture consultant in High Point and Hickory for over 30 years. I launched my firm last February, and I was
nice.
Like right before COVID. I didn't know about, but anyway, launched
yeah.
it.
Nobody
and
knew it was coming.
No, we didn't know it was coming. But, and then of course we shut down and we all prayed and wondered what was going to happen.
Sure.
And since May of last year, I've actually had 23 projects, and they do, my service is in Boone, Blowing Rock, Banner Elk, Jefferson,
nice.
West Jefferson, Sparta. So within about an hour, 2 hour rate, and actually down the mountain in Lenore at the Coves
yeah.
Mountain Club.
Okay.
So yeah, I've been very fortunate.
Cool.
Yep.
Nice. Well, again, thanks for coming on. And you know, it's one of those things that I, at least, you know, personally, like I have like the broad paintbrush of your services, but when it comes down to the meat and the bones, you know, there's a lot I don't understand. A lot I don't know that, I guess, the services that you even offer.
Yeah, so I offer a variety of services, and really it's kind of organically been more remodel, renovation, kitchen and bath designs, and renovations, remodels, new home construction.
Something that's adding more value.
Yes, more value. And since COVID, over 70%, as you all know, of the remodels are in your kitchen.
Yeah.
And then, of course, your bath. So I do specialize in kitchen and bath. I specialize in new home construction, concept to completion, where I work with builders, clients, or the clients, you know, if they've hired me on their own, to select every single selection, interior and exterior. Yep, it's been great.
That's cool.
Well, you know, it's important, you know, especially in the bigger houses, because it's just not a plain Jane. And, it, you know, as you walk into it, it has to flow.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't understand that. Well, see, I grew up in a little ranch. It's our own 1,100 square foot, and it's just standard, but no expansion. But like some of the pictures I was showing you of a house that we did, the interior decorator, we did whatever she wanted. And that's what made our client, because I don't do colors.
Right. And I'm finding a lot of the contractors are now really starting to reach out more to designers saying, okay, I'm getting phone call after phone call after phone call from clients going, can you help me with the color? And they're going, oh, I'm the builder. I'm not right. The designer. And they're, because everybody's swamped in the high country, we're very fortunate that the boom has been so amazing for all of us. But at the same time, you, Randy, you know, you don't have time to help select, and especially if it's not your forte. No. So, you know, same with me. I make sure that my trade partners are excellent, you know, the sure. contractors, the electricians, the painters, the plumbers. And that's something else that I provide for my clients. I don't just do the design. If they haven't already selected a contractor or an electrician, I have done a lot of research throughout the high country, and I've partnered up with some amazing people to be part of. We're all part of the team. Right. You know, each one of us are just as important as the next person, and that's my philosophy 100%. We are definitely a team.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people don't think about it because I get a lot of phone calls. Well, what's this going to cost? What's that going to cost? I can't see your dream. All right. And that's what I tell them. Well, you got to know something. Well, I do, but I don't know what you want by just carrying on a conversation on the phone. And that's the reason you hire an architect or you hire a draftsman or an engineer and let them design it for you, because they'll come out and look at it. Same thing. I get the picture right here. The picture doesn't have any colors, doesn't have any finishes in it. Then you as a homeowner has to decide what it is, or in your case, instruct them on what would make this house look good in the layout that you have.
Right.
And most people don't realize that, yes, the layout is just as important as the structure itself.
Yes, and I've been, I can actually look at a floor plan and see the painted walls that we've mm-hmm. discussed. I can already see it done. I can see all the home furnishings. I can see the hardware we've selected, or if we haven't selected it, where I can envision what it's going to look like after I've been with my clients. I really get to know my clients and get to know what makes them feel good, what colors yeah. feel good to them, because I'm not a trend person.
Right. Well, and then that was something I was actually going to ask in a little bit, was, you know, trend versus the personality, that, you know, because we all like different things, you know, and I think we've all been in here. We've all of us have been in that situation. You know, for me, when in the wood floor finishing, it was like, what color should I stain this? Well, what do you like? Because I'll be honest, I like natural. I mean, so if you're going to ask me, if you really wanted my personal preference, you know, everything's going to be natural because that's just who I am. You know, but if you like dark, you know, or do you like light? Do you like to see a red cherry looking color? Do you not like? I mean, a lot of that stuff is not necessarily what I like or what's trendy. It's like, what do you want? You're the one that's going to be walking on this floor, in my case, you know, or you're the one that's going to be looking at that wall. And I was talking to a painter years ago, and I remember saying that too, like, when we leave, I probably won't be back for a while. You know, it's going to be years when I refinish the floor. But you're going to be looking at it every day. You know,
and it's psychological. Because color is your foundation, just like the foundation of a house. You have to have that foundation. The color that feels good to you, Randy, or you, Terry, and your family could be a totally different color palette than what feels and is comforting to me.
Right.
So, you know, I really get to know that client, and usually within about 5 or 10 minutes, I really have a good feeling for you and your family and what you like and what feels good to you. So that's something that I can envision it very quickly for you.
You know, back in the 2007-08, Gothic colors was coming mm-hmm. in. And I'm thinking, golly, all these people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s wanting Gothic colors. And I'm, and here I am in my 50s, and I'm going, well, I think I'd like a little lighter colors. Beige, you know, tones like that. And because when I build a house, I want to see as much light as I can, but I don't want to make it like, instead of painting the walls white, you know, so you have, it just explodes when you walk into the room, give it all earth tones. That's what I'm interested in.
And I would imagine, because you are, you love nature just like I love nature. Any of us that are really in this industry in whatever aspect, there's, we love nature. And so, you know, I would already, after getting to know you, you know, I would say, oh, I would imagine your color palette is based on nature colors, you know, soothing colors, wood colors, but also you probably, you know, you like blues, you know, you like the sky, you know, I can tell Terry, you also,
right.
I mean, it's real,
yeah.
It's kind of back to that, you know, when you're a color consultant, like I am too, where interior and exterior, you know, I actually, I want that whole home, your home to feel so inviting, yeah. When you drive up and when you go inside, and you know, and that's definitely a gift and an art, and I'm grateful that I was born with that.
Take a break, and just so you know, Randy's actually a big tie-dye guy. Fluorescent, like,
okay, you like oranges and yellows.
Yeah, that's Randy to the T. The brighter the color, the better. Pinks, purples, fluorescents. Yeah.
Oh, darn, I missed that one.
We'll be right back right after this.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. So let me explain this. First of all, it's free. Second of all, you can create your podcast right from your phone or your computer. And Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, and more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And, well, it's everything you need to make a podcast right in one place. Oh, did I mention? It's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
That's right, All About Home Construction here on WATA. And again, appreciate all of our listeners out there. Give us a call, 262-1567. Speaking with Lauren from A Designer's Touch by Lauren. And Lauren, we appreciate you coming in and talking a little bit. And yeah, you know, like I said, I didn't mean to let Randy's secrets out about hot pink and fluorescent orange, but sorry about that.
My granddaughter probably couldn't understand that.
I know. Now she knows why all of her posters and pictures disappear.
They're all in your house, right? You're hiding them. Oh.
Randy's got the unicorn poster behind him. When his wife shuts the door, she sees that big unicorn poster. He keeps hiding. Like, come on, Randy.
Oh. Well, don't tell my grandsons.
Yeah. But Lauren, I appreciate you coming in. And so one thing we kind of touched on there, and it's the difference of, like, again, like the trend versus the personality, right? So what is kind of trending, what is new, what is hip, if you will, versus like what I want. And how do you intersect that as a designer? Like, how do you pull in those trends? Because there's a reason there's trends.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you pull those in but yet keep that personal touch?
Well, you know, trends in the home furnishings industry obviously starts in the fashion industry. So when you see new colors and this and that in the fashion industry, then those are the colors that are going to come out at market. Of course, they have something new all the time. You know, last year was your naval color, your navy color. You know, there's still a very strong color. And a lot of people are actually painting you might be seeing this, their cabinets, ordering cabinets in the naval color or the navy color. Navies and grays and those type of things.
We went through a time period of green,
mm-hmm.
on cabinets. So what we were doing was we was ordering unfinished maple cabinets and then having the painter paint them.
Right.
Then that way they look like they were factory applied paints on them.
Absolutely. And I actually have, we can talk about this later, but I have a wonderful painter in out of Ashe County that services the whole high country that paints cabinets, and they look like they factory.
Awesome.
Amazing. But as far as trends and all, you know, there's always going to be some types of trends. You know, grays are still very popular, but then I'm not a gray person because that's just not me. I'm more of a taupey person if you're going to go into that. So I really do. It's the trends, like I said, I have never been a trendy person. I mentioned to you off air that, you know, 30 years of my career was in the home furnishings industry and design in High Point before the internet.
Right.
And people would fly in and drive in from all over the country, all over the world. And we had to be able to design every single style, contemporary, transitional, eclectic. Farmhouse wasn't real popular then, but, you know, traditional. So if you came in the showroom, if you had an appointment with me, I would need to be able to design what you what you like. And within that, you know, and each genre has its own and a little bit of trends. But
sure. That's cool.
Hopefully that answered your question.
Yeah. No, it does. You know, and again, you know, I guess part of it's the purpose of why we're, you know, why I hire you, why you're coming in and design. Because I would imagine, you know, having you come in because I'm trying to sell this house. It's going to be different than I'm planning on living here for the next 20 years.
Right. And I do home staging. I actually was very fortunate that I assisted a client in Maryland, and they sold their house before the sign went out in the yard the day after for $15,000
more. Wow.
Than the asking. And then the buyers actually paid $15,000 in closing costs. This was in Maryland about 3 months ago.
Wow.
And so it was because I staged the house.
That's cool.
And, you know.
Well, that's an important thing. You know, we used to do, all the contractors once a year to get together and show off their house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a home show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but we had, you know, certain companies would come up and put furnishes in for them and lay it all out for them. And, you know, they got a percentage of the sale.
Yep.
But, you know, we've had houses that just totally blow my mind. Just $500,000-$700,000 homes sell that day.
Oh, yes, especially
because
now.
The way it looks.
Well, it's because if somebody can walk in there, when you're staging a home, there's a lot to it. It's not just making it look pretty. It's a lot of times removing some the personal items and maybe moving things around. For instance, in this home, they had some nice artwork, but some of the artwork was not properly in the right spaces. It wasn't proportioned, you know, or balanced correctly, but just different things like that. And I staged a home here in Boone, and after staging it, the client decided she didn't want to sell.
That's great.
So I guess that was a plus. Yeah. I don't know.
But see, there you made a statement.
Yeah.
The house has to have balance.
Yes, balance.
If it doesn't have balance, then really it doesn't have functionality.
Absolutely. And that's you as a contractor, right? That's part of your job. That's part of my job. And this is where, you know, I probably because I mentioned to you also off air, my father was in the Air Force, so I'm a military brat, proud of it, lived all over the world. But, you know, I grew up team. You know, everything was team concept.
Sure.
You know, the family is a team. Everybody's a team.
Yep.
I truly have my contractors, you know, builders, painters, we have a mutual respect for each other that we realize they've realized pretty early on. I can't hug. I love a hugger, but because of COVID,
yeah, right.
You know, the old elbow bumps where I'm going, oh, thank you so much. And I'm so, you know, appreciative of what they're doing. And, you know, it's a great relationship, you know, and who wins is the homeowner because she's, you know, that person is getting all of us working together as a machine, you know, to make it all happen.
Well, you know, I'm one of the few contractors will tell a homeowner no. And, you know, I've made people mad over the years, and I've made other people happy. And I can't stand waste.
Me too.
You know, when I'm thinking, well, you know, I want to do this. Well, okay, why do you want to do that? And, well, because this is what I think would flow. All right, so let's look at it. Because most time when they come in and make a change like that, it's not $50.
Right.
You know, and just like that picture of that house I just showed you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go total foam in the house, which foam is three times
yes,
higher than regular
is.
Insulation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now that the code came out in 2018, we're allowed to go back to 2x4 framing in the walls.
Right.
Wow.
So if we go to framing and using foam insulation, see, now we're able to go back to 2x4 walls. We're allowed to go back to 2x8 rafters and stuff like that. So actually, we can downsize on lumber to save cost in the house to increase the envelope of it. See, so that's how I think. Most contractors will go, all right, we'll build it out 2x6s because I make my percentages higher. But the point of it is, I like to have a product that is energy efficient, functionality, and I do try to save the homeowner money.
Right. I agree with that 100%. 100%. And that's how I've always been also. I'm not about coming into someone's home and going, okay, we need to get rid of this. That's not true. You don't have to do that. I love to incorporate special items, pieces that, you know, heirloom or they've been in the family, and I will make that happen. But also even in the home furnishings industry, even today, if a client may say, oh, I want this, they select all these great things, and I'm going, no, you don't need to spend the money and get this extra piece. You know, that's kind of was unheard of in the people were sure. Like, no, buy it. No, I've never been like that. So I commend you, Randy, and I agree with you 100%. When you have the best of intentions, only good happens.
To say, and two, it's that just being practical,
yes.
Right? I mean,
save it for something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Instead of going with a 2¾-inch window trim, go with a 3¼.
And you're treating that person the same way you would hope somebody is going to treat you.
Correct.
The golden rule, and I'm
right.
So grateful, and I know you guys are too, that we were raised that way.
Sure.
It's just part of who I am, who you are, and it's wonderful that's just who we are. We don't want it. We don't ever want to take advantage of anybody.
Well, I mean, and that's the key, and do as to other kind of thing. But you know, but again, you know, I keep going back to trying to figure out like that balance, I guess, between. Pleasing the homeowner or the client versus, you know, like you said, like, well, you really don't need this. I know you want it.
Right.
There's a difference between a want and a need, you know, but that's the job. That's the balance, you know, is yep. Trying to help come up with that balance.
Yes. And I had a client tell me one time, boy, you did a great job, you know, assisting us in not making a major mistake, and you didn't make us feel bad about it.
Right.
And I'm like, well, you know, it's not
sure.
About me thinking my ideas are better than your ideas. I'm the professional to help you in every way possible, and you know, I've been very fortunate that, I'm very very authentic and transparent and. Approachable and all those
sure.
Good things. So I'm part of here to help you, however that is. But I don't want you to make a mistake. And if I sometimes might have to say, I don't want us to make a mistake here. I always say us, even though
yeah, right.
You know them.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's
so,
the thing. Most
you know,
people don't understand it. It's
right.
Us in a way.
It is. Yeah. It's a us. And don't you feel that way too? That
sure.
It's like part of your.
Yeah.
It's your. The house has kind of become. You know. It's part of who
well,
you
it's
are.
Taking pride in the project.
Yes. Right. Absolutely.
Definitely. We'll take another break anyway, and we'll be right back with Lauren right after this. That's right. All About Home Construction here on WAETA. Again, we appreciate everyone out there listening. Speaking with Lauren from A Designer's Touch by Lauren, talking a little bit about home design this morning. And appreciate you coming in, Lauren, and talking to us. And we'll get, as normal, we'll get your contact information towards the end of the show as people are digging out paper and pencil. We'll be able to direct them to how to get in touch with you towards the end.
Yep.
So what if I come to you, what do you need, I guess, as a client and come to you, you know, what's the step? I mean, do I bring the magazine and say, give me this?
Mm-mm.
I mean, that's
how
it used how
to
Randy
be.
Worked.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to tell people, yeah. Bring the magazine before Pinterest, right?
Yeah.
Bring your magazines, all the trade magazines with all the pictures that you love, and I'll be able to see the style and recreate that. Mm-hmm. So now we use Pinterest boards. You know, I can't believe that we're actually as designers, but we do. We and you might do this also with clients, right?
Sure.
And I'll start a Pinterest board, and I ask my clients to start a Pinterest board. All I have to do is see a few pictures, and bam, I've already got it figured out. The style, the coloring, you know, the palette, the color palette, the aesthetic. You know, so I can envision that very quickly. But what I do is I have a 2-hour consultation. And when I come to the consultation, I've kind of got a nice little goodie bag of everything that I can do. I've got 50 of 11x14 Sherwin-Williams boards of the top 50 paints in Sherwin-Williams, 50 top paint sample boards for your Benjamin Moore. I carry Cambria quartz. I've actually partnered up with Welburn Cabinet, CW Home in Boone. I believe it's a franchise with Welburn Cabinets. I think you know Jeremy. Don't you know Jeremy Bertrand? I think that's how I'm saying he's So he's a part owner there, and we've partnered up with them. So I have samples of some Welburn Cabinets. I've got fabrics. I do window treatments throughout the high country. I work with I bring my little goodie bag, and I don't want to overwhelm you, but I have different packages, and I actually have these packages printed up in a nice professionally, you know, printed.
But in a professional shotgun.
Yes. So here's this design. If you want me to be designer by your side, if you're just needing me to help you, assisting you by the hour, selecting whether it's, you know, your kitchen and bath, you know, selections or home furnishing selections or whatever it might be, color selections. Then I have another package where it's concept to completion. Let's say you have just purchased your lot and you need someone to help you with every single selection. You know, I would tell you about that. I would tell you about luxury designer for the day. So we would talk about the different packages, and we'd figure out pretty quickly what it is that you need.
Sure.
You know, let's say you were needing. Give me a for instance. Say you you call me because you wanted to hire me for, or not hire me, but you wanted me to come out for a 2-hour consultation.
Well, I mean, I guess that's the key is too, is like, you know, what's the situation, right? Is it a new house? Is it a new house to me? Is it an addition? You know, and or like you had mentioned sort of before, it was, you know, like selling the house versus, well, maybe I just want it to look better.
Right, know? Right.
So, I was gonna say, I guess there's so many variables.
There
right?
are so many variables, and I actually can help you with just about any variable. I also, you know, we'll do design project management. So let's say I've been working with a client. This is her second home, and in Vilas, and her property is where your aunt. You told me Lake Victoria Lake and Dexter Lake.
Valley K.
Yep, Valley K. So this is her second home. So we've done a lot of major renovations. Lots of contractors coming in and out. She lives out of state, and so basically, I not only coordinate all that of all the contractors, you know, the painters, the you know, the cabinet make, you know, installers, all that. So I've made sure that everything that needs to be done, the electrician, all that, that I'm actually like a project manager for her out of state. So I can do that for clients that are out of state that let's say they have a second home here and maybe we get started, but they're like, I'm not going to be back for 6 months. I can take the ball and run with it with my wonderful trade partners.
I was going to say, I mean, I can remember back in the day, like, you know, when I was doing the wood floors and before I was teaching, like that's what I remember working with many designers in that capacity, you know, that's like you said, that the homeowner lives in a different state all, you know, entirely, and or at least off the mountain, right? Because there's so many things that little things, I guess you would say, where you know, not necessarily little as in important wise, but little as in time wise, right? Like in other words, as a homeowner, they would have to fly in or come up or drive up, you know, for a 10-minute meeting or something.
Right.
Like that.
And absolutely. And I've got clients in Sugar Mountain that live in Raleigh. So same thing. When the contractors needed to come out, we did the hardwood floors, we did new carpet, paint, all of that. You know, they couldn't drive for an hour, you know, every time a contractor was coming in,
you
or
know,
a trade partner. Yes, the Zoom and, you know, just doing that. But if I'm old school, I guess, where if I can be there in person to make sure that everything's going just right, I will do it. I'll drive an hour. I'll drive an hour and a half. That's part of who I am. Sure. I'm probably a caretaker. You know, I just want it to be just right for everybody. Sure. I want the process to be smooth.
That is your job. Just
yes.
Like mine.
Yes. I want it to be smooth, don't you, Randy? And just, yeah. You know, we want them happy. You want to take as much stress out of this stressful situation
as
possible.
The only thing that kills me is HGTV.
Yes, it's hurt us because people think it's going to be done quick. Exactly.
And you don't know how many people say, "Well, I've seen this on HGTV. Yep. Why can't you do that?"
Yeah, you keep saying an hour. You watch the wrong shows.
Thirty minutes.
30 minutes, Randy.
Exactly.
That's what are you talking about? Have you seen those guys framing the house?
Oh gosh. Yeah.
They're done.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's the thing. If you watch the news, and you see these houses flying all to pieces because of tornadoes and stuff, and then you watch this tornado, what it did here in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of those houses, that, like one picture they showed on the news the other day was the front of the house was gone, but the sidewall was still there, but there was about a 6x6 section of the brick wall that was gone. All right? That's because nobody put a brick tie in.
Yeah.
All right? Without brick ties, that house can vibrate. North Carolina, I don't know how to say this, but... They have took the stupid out of the contractor, and what I mean by that is you got guys that will cut corners. They don't want to use hurricane clips. You know, they don't want to nail more. A few years ago on Channel 3 News one morning, they showed a house condo unit fall in Raleigh.
Mm.
And it was what it was is you could tell the way it fell that it was a prefab. It come with the frame and come with the plywood. All you had to do was nail it together, and they didn't even have enough nails in it to hold it together. So... When you go to other, that's the first thing I look at when I watch a catastrophic wind thing is looking for holders, stuff like that. And North Carolina has put it so it's mandatory you have to do it, and that saves a lot of houses.
Well, good. That's good to know. But you're right. HGTV is as fun as it is to watch. It's hurt the interior design industry as far as people expectations. And that's something that I'm very honest about with clients. You know, I want to tell them, okay, this isn't going to sound like something you want to hear, but it may take a little longer than, you know, 4 months, 5 months, you know, as far as home furnishings,
sure.
As far as building, as far as the contractors, everybody's swamped.
Give you another indication.
Yeah.
HGTV puts granite countertops down. A lot of times that countertop's only 3/4 inch granite.
Right.
All right. So, yes, it takes a little more effort to get it on there, but for a few more dollars more, you've got an 1 1/8 granite top that you know is never going to fail.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's always, a lot of times anyway, it's just a big commercial, right? So that granite, you know, countertop is, they're not getting charged that full price for it, right? Because they were getting that advertisement to be on TV. And that's what I kind of noticed a lot of times, just sort of, I mean, I enjoy watching them too, just as I'm sure you guys secretly do.
Mm-hmm.
We watch it more than we want to admit. But we come into it knowing, like, I guess I won't say the real world, but knowing the reality of how it works. And so when we see those things, we can kind of roll our eyes at them. We kind of know, okay, well, they're doing this for show. They're doing this. They're using that one specific product because they're trying to sell that one specific product. I mean, you know, and you see that, you know, as you start to watch it. And so, and I'm sure everyone who's listening to us, who is in the trades, whatever
they're shaking their head.
Right?
Yeah, they're shaking their head. Absolutely.
We'll take our last break and we'll come right back with Lauren. Again, we'll get her contact information towards the end. So be ready for that. We'll be right back right after this. That's right, all about home construction here on WATA. And Randy and I are speaking with Lauren from A Designer's Touch by Lauren. And I appreciate you coming in. And like I mentioned earlier, we'll get your contact information here in just a few minutes. Got your nice website. It's got some cool pictures and things on there like that. And again, just sort of some of the services that you offer. You know, you have space planning. You even do weddings, right?
Yes, I do.
That's cool.
Not as many lately because
of
the remodels and new home constructions going so well. But
one of the questions I have, and I know we sort of talked about, like, you know, working for the client and that kind of thing and getting what they want, but as a general thing, you know, for the contractors listening or subcontractors listening, what are some of the things that you're seeing these days or in the high country, you know, specifically? What are some of the trends that you are seeing in terms of, you know, plumbing hardware, color choices, wood, not wood? What are you seeing right now?
A lot of wood, you know, beautiful, bringing the natural wood inside. But we're still seeing a lot with grays, even in the high country. Not everybody wants the home to have, you know, all cabin feeling, but they like to incorporate a little bit of the live edge tables, a lot of iron, a lot of
that's
natural.
What I was wondering, like...
Yes, it's wonderful because, for instance, the house that I'm doing in Valley Cay, it's a little more, I want to say, transitional. We've incorporated the mountains, but we've also incorporated, you know, some transitional pieces, a little bit of actually a little contemporary pop to it.
Cool.
Because she has her kids are like in their late 20s and they're sure. Coming and enjoying it from out of state.
Yeah, I can remember, you know, the mid 2000s when the black de-stress cabinets were the thing. You know, the iron
right.
rails mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And so that's I guess that's where I was curious is, you know, is that still
a
trend?
Not the black so much that it was, you know, like your distressed black cabinets and that type of thing. More so wood and the gray tones, right. You know. It's just incorporating some new with the old and incorporating the feeling of being here in these beautiful mountains. So it's a, you know, for instance, this home is kind of a lodge feeling. You know, I do a lot with the house that I did in the coves off the mountain. They wanted more, pretty much everything feeling like a cabin, but not real rustic. Does
not
that
the
make
rustic
a lot
cabin.
Of yeah
sure.
yeah
sure.
I like that picture I showed you.
Yes.
He wanted it rough, but then he didn't.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
It was rough.
Right.
Like a modern rustic.
Yeah, bit. There you go. You know, it's just a nice combination of different aesthetics, and that's what's so great is because we all, you know, there's not just one cookie cutter, you know, style.
Sure. Yeah. You know, and I get that. And, you know, and I know you see on especially like the TV when you walk through the, you know, the stores and stuff, you see a lot of this farmhouse style really coming back. And I was just curious though if that's a trend up here. Yeah, you know, exactly. You know, but even the decor too, right?
Right. I'm seeing not throughout the whole house. Maybe one room might have that
more like
the
a theme
farm. Yes, a theme type of feeling. Or incorporating just a few pieces from that. You know, we're seeing more of your live edge. More of your more it's I think since the pandemic more and more people who maybe weren't nature people have become that
sure.
way and I've always been a nature inspired designer from the time I was 7 years old
walking beauty
yep.
You know so it's easy for me to
right.
to incorporate
well
that.
And then that's you know I mean that's why at least personally like, that's why that's part of why I love the high country I mean that it's all around us right. So yeah, I get that, and you know, I'm torn on the live edge. As the sawmill guy, I love the live edge stuff. But then again, as a floor finisher, like,
right.
why don't you want?
Yeah,
so it's
yeah,
tough,
yeah, yeah.
But it's got its place, and it does. And I still want a bar top with it. You
yeah,
know? Like,
right.
Like cool.
One a piece here or
exactly.
there, right? Not so, your whole house. Yeah,
that's it. Well, Lauren, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, my email is adesignerstouchbylauren@gmail.com. My phone number is 336-688-0358. And my website is adesignerstouchbylauren.com. It is in the process of being revamped and updated. So I don't have as many of my high country homes that I've completed in there yet because I will be getting those professionally photographed
nice.
By Todd Bush. You may know who
yeah,
he is.
Okay.
He's awesome. So, yeah, those will be on my site hopefully in the next few months.
Well, nice. And I'll put that up on the Facebook as well. I linked to your site. Yep. So if anyone wants to check that out, definitely. It's cool. We appreciate you coming in.
Aw, thank you.
You know, again, it's just fun to kind of talk about some of the trends and then again, some of the other things because like I started out the show, you know, there's a lot that I sort of think, but that is not necessarily what needs to take place. And I know a lot of homeowners the same way, right? And a lot of your clients are they have ideas, but how do we get them out of my head, right?
Yep.
So it's
but
cool.
You know what? That's their ideas.
That, well, and then when I listen to them, I can really take that and envision the the finished product without them even knowing.
That's awesome.
But I'll help them. I'll show them, you know, mood boards and different 3D drawings, different things like that that we do offer, so that you can see what it might look like.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's fun stuff. So,
but I like tearing his hardwoods.
All right.
Yep, that's right.
Right. So, well, look, it's. That was a hard one for me, and you know, it's going in, and because again, it's like I can tell you exactly what I like, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love wood, but I don't want to see the inside of a wooden box, right? Like if I go into a cabin or you know, I don't want to see, I don't want to feel like I'm inside of a box. But at the same time, I love the wood and the green. So it's trying to, it's finding that mix, and it's cool that you know that's your specialty, right?
Yes.
Is by doing that. So. Appreciate you coming on.
Aww, thank
Another
you.
Show in the books.
Thank you. Absolutely. And,
check her out. Again, the Facebook page linked up. Phone number 336-688-0358. Give her a call. Check her out.
Check us out on Facebook.
That's right. All About Home Construction on Facebook. And I linked over your site, Lauren. So thank you. Randy, see you next week. If we don't freeze between now and then, it's going to be a nice week. It's just the weekend's going to be cold. It's going to be a good one. All right, Randy, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to our show today. All About Home Construction airs live on WATA in Boone every Saturday morning. Please like and subscribe to this podcast.